On the record, good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. It is Thursday, 9 o'clock a.m., March 12th, 2026. We have one item on today's agenda. This is a request for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. It is matter number 25-01920, and it is proposed by Kayla Kirby and Robert Kirby. A few introductory remarks, and then we will get started. Procedure today is quasi-judicial. It just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in, and I will formally admit exhibits. With respect to exhibits, I've received exhibits 1 through 19, and then the 20, the staff presentation, and 21, the hearing sign-in sheet will be forthcoming. I'm going to go ahead and admit all of those exhibits 1 through 21. Also, on a quasi-judicial proceeding, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials and I'm not aware of any, but if there are any concerns, now would be the time to raise those. In terms of the order of presentation, typically I will hear first from the planning department, then I'll turn to the applicant for anything additional the applicant would like to bring to my attention, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment. And if there's anyone who is either in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on the proposal, they may do so. I typically limit comment to about 3 to 5 minutes, although it looks like we probably will not have too much this morning. Are there any procedural questions from anyone? Okay. All right. So we will start with the planning department. Who from the planning department is presenting?
Today we have planner Jason Walsh, and he'll be heading up to the podium.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. My name is Jason Walsh. I am a planner here with Kitsap County Department of Community Development, and today I am presenting a request.
Let me swear you in. Thank you for stating your name. You swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. You may go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Just to reintroduce myself, my name is Jason Walsh. I'm a planner here with the county. Today I'm presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit. And where did I put the clicker? The application was deemed complete on August 8th, 2025. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to Washington Administrative Code 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional determination of non-significance process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated August 10th, 2025. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on October 1st, 2025. The SEPA appeal period ended October 15th, 2025. No appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 332601-4-016-2000 is 2.93 acres in size, addressed as 14858 Levin Road Northwest, Paulsboro, Washington 98370, is in Central Kitsap and in Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with the development found in the Rural Protection Zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in black is zoned rural protection. Adjacent properties surrounding the site to the north, south, west, and east are also zoned rural protection. The proposal is to convert an existing garage into a 676 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit. Southwest of the parcel is the Northfield subdivision, where lots are roughly half an acre. While Kitsap County parcel search illustrates a potential moderate landslide hazard in approximately the middle north of the property, the potential hazard is greater than 200 feet from the project site, and per Kitsap County Code 19400440, no geologic assessment was required. The same is true for the mapped non-fish-bearing stream location in the approximate center of the property. This stream is greater than 200 feet from the project site. There are no critical area ordinance concerns. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Levin Road Northwest. The site plan shows sufficient off-street parking spaces to meet parking standards for the single-family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. Applicant floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 2,052 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps to determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary structure. Primary dwelling unit elevations here show the pitched metal gable style roof, wood siding, and white vinyl windows. It is painted gray blue with white trim. Primary dwelling unit further elevations showing the pitched metal gable style roof, wood siding, and white vinyl windows painted gray blue and white with trim. And here are the photo elevations of the existing structure demonstrating the design style of that proposed ADU, showing pitched metal gable style roof and vinyl slider windows. The two structures have matching main and trim paint colors in gray, blue, and white, respectively. The existing siding is not the same as the primary dwelling, but per Kitsap County Code 17415015B5, the ADU, quote, the ADU shall be designed to maintain the appearance of the primary residence. While the siding is not the identical composition, the color scheme, window treatments, and roof all maintain the appearance of the primary dwelling unit. Thus, it is our determination that the ADU meets the intent of 17415015B5. The floor plan for the ADU demonstrates the size as 676 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17415015B, as amended June 2022. There are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner will reside in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 1,026 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowable habitable area is 900 square feet. The proposed ADU is 676 square feet. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The ADU is approximately 30 feet away from the primary structure. The ADU will have a similar appearance, or does have a similar appearance, to the primary residence. The ADU meets all the required setbacks for the rural protection zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV or a mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off Levin Road Northwest, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17415015B and recommends approval as conditioned.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant present?
The applicant is not present online nor in the meeting room.
Okay, that is fine, as I did not have questions for the applicant. Is there anyone from the public who would like to testify on this proposal?
There is no one online or in the meeting room.
Okay, let the record reflect that there is no one from the public who would like to comment on this proposal. Thank you, Mr. Walsh, for your very thorough presentation. I've reviewed the proposal in conjunction with the SUP criteria, as well as the criteria which are specific to the ADU, which you summarized in your presentation. I do believe that the applicant has demonstrated proposal consistency with those criteria. So I will be approving the CUP for this accessory dwelling unit. Decision will be out within 10 business days. That will be emailed to Ms. Jones, the clerk, and then provided to the department and to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy. So anyone have any procedural questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that we need to address this morning before we adjourn?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your appearances this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you, hearing examiner.